This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Daryl Runyon, last name R, U, N for Nancy, Y, A for Apple, N for Nancy. First name is Daryl, D for David, A for Apple, R, R, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry. Today's date is March 14, 2025, period, new paragraph. He's a 99-year-old male patient who said he stumbled, S for Sam, T for Tom, U, M for Mary, B for Boy, L for Larry, E for Europe, D for David yesterday. Period. He has been feeling weak yesterday, plus lightheaded. Period. His family member took blood pressure and it was 170 over 80 millimeters of mercury, which gradually decreased over next few hours. Period. He was just not feeling good. He had a headache. Period. He had not taken any water or food since morning. Period. He was subsequently given food and water. Then he felt better. Period. From his and his daughter's history, does not appear that he had a near syncopal or syncopal episode. Period. New paragraph. No history of chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort. Period. No past history of dizziness or syncope. Period. He does have a history of balance problem. Period. His functional capacity is very limited. Period. He walks with walker, and he gets short of breath on minimal activity. Period. No history of palpitation, comma, or cough with expectoration. Period. History of edema of feet, which generally noticeable in the evening, but by morning, edema subsides. S for Sam, U, B for boy, S for Sam, I for India, D for David, E for Europe, S for Sam. Period. No history of bleeding tendency or GI problem. G capital period, I for India capital period, problem. Period. New paragraph. Past history. History of higher blood pressure noted at times, but not regularly. Period. No history of diabetes. Period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction. Period. History of mild hypercholesterolemia. Period. History of COVID-19. C O V for Victor, I for India, D for David. 1919 in 2021. Period. At that time, his blood pressure was in the 90s, period. History of bladder cancer 25 years ago, period, and history of kidney stone 6 years ago, period. History of hiatal hernia surgery 50 years ago, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Social history, quit smoking 68 years ago, period. He does not take alcohol or coffee, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right dorsal speed is not palpable period. Right posterior tibial 1/4 period. Left pedal pulse is not palpable period. No carotid bruit period. No obvious skin problem detected. Period ni paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 120/120/60. 60 millimeters of mercury. Period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized. Period. S1 and S2 are normal. Period. There is a 3/6 ejection systolic murmur in the aortic area, which has a peak P for Peter, E for Europe, A for Apple, K for Kite beyond mid systole, and the murmur appears to be ending close to the S2, suggesting the possibility of severe aortic stenosis period. S1 and S2 are normal period, no S3 period, no S4 period, and no significant other heart murmur noted period. The above findings suggest probability of severe aortic stenosis period. No S3 period, no S4 period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry equal on both sides period. There are no RALS or ronchi period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly period, there is no guarding or rigidity period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted. Period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit period. The EKG shows sinus rhythm at 60 beats per minute and left bundle branch block period. New paragraph. Analysis. The patient described the episode which could be due to lightheadedness in relation to his oral intake of liquid and solid was not good, period. At the same time, clinically, he has significant aortic stenosis, and it may have contributed to the episode as described above, period. The plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for severity of aortic stenosis, period. The ejection systolic murmur in the aortic area is conducted to both carotids, but at a lesser intensity, period. Plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for aortic stenosis and any other valvular lesions. Valvular, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, U, L for Larry, A for Apple, R, lesions, L-E-S-I-O-N-S, period. In the meantime, he is advised to continue his medications as before, period. The patient and her patient and his daughter and a son were explained the plans for the workup, which they understood well and they agreed, period. They had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, dizziness, next line number two, possible near syncopal episode, period. Next line number three, clinically severe aortic stenosis, next line number four, mild hypercholesterolemia, next line number five, COVID-19-19 in 2021. Next line, Number six, past history of bladder cancer 25 years ago. And next, number seven, history of hiatal hernia surgery 50 years ago, period. Period, 50. Number six, history of COVID-19 in 2021, period. And number seven, mild hypercholesterolemia, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.